T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. One dead, one injured in a shooting in a southeast Kansas grocery store. We've got the stories.
Kansas Republicans condemn the governor's veto of a tax savings bill. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Mayor Longwell says Wichita is missing out on convention business. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. An area of low pressure develops to our west that will bring in south winds, and that helps warm us up over the next couple of days. Our complete forecast and what to expect is coming up.
In the southeast part of the state, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating a shooting in Cherryvale that left one man dead and another in surgery for gunshot wounds Monday afternoon. Cherryvale police and Montgomery sheriff's deputies responded to the report of an armed man at a grocery store. The KBI says when first responders arrived, they learned an armed employee was holding a coworker in an office in the store. Authorities evacuated employees and customers. Officers and deputies then heard gunshots from the office. They entered the room and witnessed a 28-year-old man considered the suspect shoot himself and found a 39-year-old employee with gunshot wounds. The 39-year-old was flown to a Joplin hospital and underwent surgery. The suspect died after being flown to a Tulsa hospital.
Top Republicans in the Kansas legislature are condemning Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a tax relief bill.
Kelly on Monday rejected a measure aimed at preventing individuals and businesses from paying more in state income taxes because of changes in federal law at the end of 2017. She says the measure would have created a self-inflicted budget crisis.
Let our budget stabilize, let our revenue stabilize, and sit down and talk about it when we really know what the facts are.
Senate President Susan Weigel and House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins said Kelly is breaking a promise she made in last year's campaign not to raise taxes. The two Republicans argued that the bill they championed prevented an unlegislated tax increase. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A recent survey indicated that Wichita is missing out on an estimated $40 million a year in convention business because of outdated facilities. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News a new convention center is one item on a list of improvements the city is considering.
We know we have a subpar convention center, and we can do a good job of selling Wichita, but once they come here and look at the convention center, we often lose them, and it's just not great space for a convention. We know that. It's going to have to be fixed. We're trying to figure out how we do that.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor here on the Steve and Ted Morning Show on KNSS.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller found no evidence President Trump nor anyone in his campaign colluded with Russia. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells Fox's Sean Hannity he's pleased with the result of the investigation.
It's worth it. To defend an innocent man and see justice done is the ultimate goal of any lawyer. It was an honor for me to work on this case. And to see it turn out such a complete victory. I've never seen a declination letter, which is what this is, so powerful. Usually prosecutors just say, we're not going to go forward with the case.
Democratic lawmakers are demanding Attorney General William Barr turn in his conclusions by April 2nd. They also note that just because Mueller and his team found no evidence of collusion doesn't mean President Trump is exonerated.
President Trump is signing a proclamation to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, as America's top diplomat is among those speaking before a pro-Israeli lobbying group.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says without American support, there wouldn't be an Israel to recognize as properly sovereign over the Golan Heights.
And this relationship, from Truman to Trump, is a tradition of supporting Israel deeply.
Pompeo at the AIPAC conference also addressed the rise in anti-Semitism and said Americans have a special responsibility to combat it.
Because religious freedom sits at the core of our founding, it's in our Bill of Rights as the very first freedom.
Some Democratic presidential candidates skipping AIPAC after the progressive group MoveOn.org called on them to boycott the conference. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Another big game on the road in the NIT tonight for Wichita State men's basketball. We'll get a preview from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
Judge tells parolee No Pepsi for you. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Next Monday, the state of Kansas will issue a burn ban for 16 counties, including Sedgwick County. Here in Sedgwick County, your rules may be different depending on where you live. KSN News spoke with Wichita Fire Deputy Chief Stu Bevis.
People are discouraged from doing any kind of outdoor burning, even small things like chimeneas or outdoor fireplaces. We don't allow those in the city of Wichita. The only thing we do allow is outside cooking like a barbecue, a charcoal grill, something like that.
Sedgwick County Fire Marshal Daniel Wegner says outside the city, it's the same, the ban with slightly different regulations.
We're still allowing people to do pasture burning, crop management, recreational fires.
Wegner says the rules are more relaxed, but they are still cracking down on burning tree limbs or brush. Anyone with questions about legal burns is asked to contact their local fire department.
A new study finds marijuana is sending more people to the emergency room at one hospital in Denver.
The study from the University of Colorado Health Emergency Department analyzed records from 2012 to 2016. It finds inhaled weed caused the most severe problems. Marijuana-infused food and candies also led to trouble, with nearly a third of patients admitted to the hospital. The researchers found a threefold increase in marijuana cases since the state legalized pot sales in 2014. Three deaths in Colorado tied to edible marijuana products also prompted the study. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A common condition of probation is the requirement that the convict refrain from consuming alcohol. But a man in Hawaii won't be able to drink his favorite soda.
He might be having a Coke, but not with a smile. A judge in Maui has told Christopher Monteliano if he wants to stay out of jail, he can't drink Pepsi for 4 years. That's because Monteliano lied to police when he was caught with a stolen car. He told cops in Maui that his cousin had let him borrow the car to go to the store to buy soda. Police didn't buy it, and Judge Rhonda Liu imposed the unique sentence after asking Monteliano to name his favorite soft drink. The judge calls it the Pepsi deprivation syndrome. For his part, Monteliano promised he won't steal cars anymore. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning, we've got the... Here in Wichita, we've got something to watch out for on East Greenwich Road, Greenwich Road on East Kellogg. Greenwich is closed. 3 o'clock this morning, they started doing some bridge work there, and so they closed Greenwich at Kellogg. You can't get through, and that's going to be going on until roughly 3 o'clock this afternoon. Something to keep an eye on out there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Good morning, Ronell.
Good morning, Steve. It's going to be a nice Tuesday out there. I hope you're ready for it.
I'm ready for it. After yesterday afternoon, quite a bit of cloud cover, but a very nice afternoon. Very nice.
Yeah, yesterday wasn't all that bad. It really was just one of those days. You know, we were expecting the cooler temperatures, but sometimes it feels even cooler once we get a lot of that cloud cover. We're not able to get a whole lot of sunshine. And, you know, it just makes it feel that much more gloomy and that much more cool. But we're going to see a pretty nice turnaround today. We've got partly cloudy skies on the way. We do have to get through a little bit of fog and mist that's developed early this morning. So for those of us that are listening right now, it's something that we need to be on the lookout for, watch out for early this morning. Partly cloudy skies today, though. Our winds light for now, but picking up, especially by the time we get into the afternoon, and they're mainly going to be out of the south at 10 to 20. So the fact that we've got some fair skies on the way, couple that with those strong south winds, that's going to help us warm right back up into the 60s today. High of 66, and then a low of only 49 tonight with partly cloudy skies, and mainly because we're still going to be dealing with those southerly winds that are going to give us a nice breeze at about 10 to 20, and that's what's going to keep us right around 50 degrees tonight. And pretty mild, and that's what's also going to kind of set us up for an even warmer day tomorrow with a high of 74. Now, Wednesday, coincidentally, even though we're going to warm up quite a bit, some of the warmest air that we've seen so far this year, we're also going to see rain and thunderstorm chances make a return. So far, only about a 10% chance tomorrow, so we've actually got a better chance at staying dry for our Wednesday, but still can't rule out an isolated shower or storm. Should we see that happen? Could see one on the stronger side with some small hail, gusty winds. Winds are going to be stronger, too, out of the southwest at 15 to 30. Right now, fog, mist, kind of overtaking the Wichita Metro, dense in spots with a temperature of 34 degrees. And even though we've cooled down quite a bit this morning, at least we're above freezing right now. That's always a good thing. Southwest wind at 3 miles per hour with visibility down to 3 miles.
All right. Sounds good to me. Looks like another great day.
All right.
Thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Chad, what do you got there?
Quick note for traffic. We've got a traffic accident just happened now. This is West Kellogg at 135th Street West. So watch out for a big slowdown. Might want to avoid that again. Kellogg and 135th West.
All right. It's 7:13 now. Stephen Ted. And, of course, we've been talking about the NCAA, the big dance, the tournament going on. And we've been talking this week about brackets, those wagering brackets that so many places have. A lot of, not everybody, but a lot of workplaces have the brackets going on right now. With us today to talk about it is Dr. Paul White, a local psychologist who focuses on workplace relationships. Dr. White, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. I'm glad to join you.
If I'm an employee, what should I think about this? Is this something that I should put down my real work and go and participate in? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's a challenge because there are some people that are, you know, really into the NCAA tournament, and then there are others that, you know, don't hardly know it exists. But and then you have, you know, people who are involved with the Masters and then, you know, the World Cup and all that. And so I think the challenge is how do you handle all these different situations and still, you know, get work done. So, you know, if you're a supervisor or manager, I think the key is, you know, to communicate ahead of time, you know, what your expectations are. You know, people have got access through the computer now. And in fact, I even saw on ESPN, they've got a boss button where you can punch it real quick and it shuts off you watching the game or whatever. But I think a key is being consistent because, you know, if you say, you know, I expect people to work and don't watch, and then your, you know, team, you know, it's a little easier this year because KU, K-State, and WSU aren't in the Sweet 16. But if your team's in there and you're watching and you sort of laid down the law, that creates problems, obviously.
Well, how many brackets? You talked about other sports betting that goes on within the workplace, and you talk about not just the bracket this time of year, but I guess. Are you finding that employees are having other pools and things like that going on from in the workplace?
Oh, sure, yeah. Especially like any time the playoffs. I mean, the NFL playoffs, the NBA playoffs, World Series. So, as far as the brackets and the betting, that's always sort of a personal value and moral decision, and also whether you want to sort of join in collegially with people or you want to, you know, abstain. You know, a lot of people that don't follow basketball do it through, you know, mascots that they like or whatever. So I think the bracket part is less of an issue as much as watching the games during work time. That becomes a real challenge for a lot of the different both employees who want to watch and then employers who are saying, hey, you know, I'm paying you to work.
Has anybody ever computed just how many lost hours of productivity during this time of year?
I've seen estimates. I mean, they estimate billions of dollars of, you know, work time is lost. How they get at that, you know, I think there's some rough numbers. One of the issues, though, is the distraction part. Even if you're not watching it or you're checking the score every once in a while, you know, you're not able to stay as focused on the game as much or your work as much, and also the game if work gets in the way. But I think the challenge can be that, you know, people want fairness, and it's like, well, you know, I'm not into this, and they're spending 3 hours, you know, doing this. Can I have 3 hours off to do something else that I like? And that becomes really the issue.
That's a good point. You know, and my wife, she was in her brackets, a couple of them several years ago, and she picked the teams. She found out what the team colors were, and she picked them by her favorite colors. So, you know, I don't know what it means, but there is that. I think you, Dr. Wright, I think you hit a good one there toward the end of it, talking about the fact that there are people who just say they're working all the time, and you right. Look over and see somebody else. I don't know what the not right term would be, but
taking a break
and watching games and doing, you know, of course on a computer you can't monitor every computer, but your point is that management should set the rules in advance and make sure everybody knows them, huh?
Yeah, and I think a way to do it, I mean, you can also make it a bit of a group time and say, hey, look, we're not going to watch the whole game, but I'll have somebody monitor, and when we're in the last 5 minutes, let's all, you know, sort of watch together, and that way you sort of minimize the loss, but also create a little bit of group time for your team.
You got a blog?
Sure.
Tell us about it real quick.
Yeah, it's appreciationatwork.com. It's the word at, but appreciationatwork.com. Focuses on how to show appreciation to your colleagues in ways that are meaningful and authentic rather than...
That's a tough part, Dr. White, for me to be meaningful when I do it. I can be just as phony as heck, but...
as long as you're, really being sincere.
Convincing.
Insincerity, then you're at least partway there.
Thank you, Dr. White. Appreciate your time this morning. That's Dr. Paul Wyatt. He is a local psychologist, focuses on workplace relationships, and he had some interesting thoughts about the brackets and distractions at work and so forth. Fortunately, Ted and I are not distracted by anything. Our work comes first in everything we do.
Work.
And 7:18 now with Steve and Ted. We're going to put Ted to work again with sports this morning. And he's going to talk about, he's going to talk about Shocker basketball today, right, Ted?
Yeah, another big game for the Shocks tonight on the road yet again. We're down to the quarterfinals of the NIT now. Wichita State visiting number one seed Indiana, one of the teams that just barely missed out on making the NCAA tournament. That's how Indiana got a number one seed in the NIT. Historic matchup tonight for the Shockers. They've never been to Bloomington, Indiana to take on the Hoosiers in Assembly Hall. Shockers are a 4.5-point underdog tonight. Of course, early on in the season, the Shockers were a team that went on a pretty long dry stretch. At one point, they were 0-6 on the road this season, but they have turned all that around. Here's Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
You know, you only have X amount of timeouts as coaches, and I'm not crazy about using timeouts anyway. I usually don't have much good to say during a timeout. But I want them to fight through adversity. You know, I did use more timeouts early in the year to try to settle a very young team. But as they've gotten better and more a better understanding, and they've just physically been able to make more plays and make more shots, we haven't needed that. We've been better on the road because of that. And it's just been fun to watch this team evolve. I mean, we've gotten a lot better in the last 8 weeks.
Wichita State at Indiana tonight. Last time these teams met was 4 years ago in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. The Shocks went on to the Sweet 16 that year. Of course, the winner of this game will advance to the NIT semifinals and get to go to New York City. Shocks have won 13 of their last 16. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will begin their pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. Last night, in the second round of the NIT, Colorado advanced, winning at home, beating Norfolk State 76-60. Colorado advances into the NIT quarterfinals. Colorado under head coach Tad Boyle, the former KU player and Wichita State assistant. They'll talk about KU athletics tonight. It's the monthly edition of KU Hawk Talk with Athletic Director Jeff Long. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And then right after that, we'll go to NBA basketball. The top team in the league, the Milwaukee Bucks, hosting one of the top teams in the West, the Houston Rockets. Great matchup tonight. 7 o'clock NBA action. That's on Sports Radio KFH as well. Speaking of the NBA, of course, rookie Landry Shamet, the former Wichita State Shockers, in the starting lineup right now for the Los Angeles Clippers, and he is having a fantastic rookie season in the NBA. Of course, he was drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers and then traded to the Clippers. And they talked about that yesterday when Landry Shamet appeared on KFH on the Jim Rome Show.
And you were drafted by Philadelphia. You had a really nice thing going on there, but then you were part of that trade to L.A. Hey, look, it's a business. Everybody loves to say it's a business. It's easier to say it's a business when it doesn't involve you. But when it does involve you and you find out you've been traded, what goes through your mind?
The first thing was just like, what now? You know, it's like, being totally honest, I had no inclination that, you know, I would be traded. I'm thinking I'm the only rookie on this team and, you know, I'm going to be here for a while. And then, you know, you get a phone call from your agent at 2 a.m. and you know exactly what it is. And it's just, I mean, a lot of things are going through your mind at the time. As you go through the whole spectrum of emotions, you're mad at first and angry. And then, you know, you talk to jump phone with Doc and, you know, Lawrence Frank, and then you're feeling motivated and ready to go play for your new team. And then come down from that confused. And, you know, you feel a ton of emotions in a very short period of time.
Well, it's obviously worked out for Landry Shamet. Got traded to the Clippers. Now he's in the starting lineup for a team that's looks like they're playoff bound.
How about that?
And
yeah,
he's made more three-pointers than any rookie in the league this season. Landry Shamet continues to do well for the Clippers, the former Shocker. And we got some baseball. Wichita State baseball team is home tonight at X Stadium, hosting Omaha.
in the final week of this 14-game homestand for the Shockers. Shane Dennis will be on the air with the pregame show at 5:30 p.m. The game will start at 6 o'clock tonight at X Stadium, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And a baseball birthday today, Kevin Seitzer, the former third baseman for the Kansas City Royals, is 57 years old today. Kevin Seitzer is still in the top 10 all-time in Royals history in on-base percentage and walks. A guy that was pretty good getting on base.
Pretty good eye.
Yep. He's now the hitting coach for the Atlanta Braves, teaching other players how to hit and get on base. Yeah. Kevin Seitzer, 57 today.
You know who else is having a birthday, don't you? Charlie Davidson, the Wichita Police Department. Is that his name,
yeah.
Charlie? Yeah. I've met him. Yeah, he's in a, you see him almost every day.
You hear Charlie on our newscast when there's things to know but from the police downtown.
City Council Member Jeff Lubaugh is having a birthday today.
Oh, well, City Hall is just rocking it.
They're going to have candles everywhere.
Officer Davidson, Lubaugh.
7:23 now. Keep it in for Rush Limbaugh's morning update.
City manager jumping out of a cake.
That'll be good. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Dan in the morning. And today, hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Layton jumping out of a cake. Sounds good. Prairie Fire Coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area, because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and I saw
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.